question, why do you use the lowercase pronoun for God as small he rather than capital he? Isn't it disrespectful? Answer: the idea of lowercase conveying respect and disrespect, and uppercase conveying disrespect, or rather uppercase conveying respect, is just a social convention which has existed only for a few centuries in the English language. There is no such thing as lower or uppercase and uppercase capitalization for the God pronoun in Sanskrit, or for that matter in many other languages. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that the message of Krishna consciousness be presented in a way that would be respectable, that would attract intelligent and respected people. So now when we are writing in the English language, which is the language of a large number of people in the world today, what is our purpose? Is our purpose to respect God, irrespective of whether people understand that we are respecting God or not? Or is it that we want to present God in a way that by which intelligent and respectable people see why God is respectable? So the current academic convention, as well as the current media convention, is to avoid the capitalization of the God pronouns. So there was a very significant conversation between the early editors of Srila Prabhupada, Satswarup Maharaj and others, along with Srila Prabhupada, when they were publishing Srila Prabhupada's books and were deciding on the conventions. So with the desire to offer respect, some of the editors started going on a capitalization spree. So they started capitalizing not just the pronoun for God, but everything related with God. For example, now in the Vedic conception, there is not just a single God, there are many manifestations of that single God. So if we have Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Gauranitai, then do we capitalize the they which describes them, T, and then, okay, we capitalize that. Then their lotus feet, so do we capitalize the L and the F? So they capitalize that also. And now if you have to refer to those lotus feet again, whose lotus feet? So now whose is a pronoun that is referring to their, which is referring to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, say. Then do we capitalize the W of whose also? So they started capitalizing everything practically. So everything that is related to God, grammatically speaking, was capitalized by those students. And it looked very odd in the English language to have sentence splattered with capital letters everywhere. And then when the editors consulted Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, no, you don't have to capitalize everything like this. He said that, basically Prabhupada said, just keep the pronouns for God capital. And then they realized, but shouldn't we respect Krishna? When that was the unspoken question in the minds of all the devotees, and they said yes. And Prabhupada said yes, but that doesn't mean that you have to go against the normal convention and do something which is not done. So it is true that Srila Prabhupada told the devotees to have the uppercase pronoun for God, but if you look at the overall tenor of the conversation, the idea was to stick to the prevailing convention at that time. So at that time the prevailing convention was to have uppercase pronoun for God, to have the that means uppercase first letter in the pronoun for God. But in today's times, nobody uses the uppercase pronoun for God, except for some extreme right-wing religionists. So in today's like intellectual circles, the capitalization, the uppercase first letter pronoun for God is seen as a sign that a person is, that the author is a right-wing extremist or is a hopelessly outdated person who doesn't know current conventions at all. So Srila Prabhupada would not have liked to be seen in that light, because his message was not neither outdated, it is eternal, and was neither right-wing. Actually, it is universal. It is not at all fanatical. So naturally, many of the editors of Srila Prabhupada, including Jayadvaita Maharaj, who is the foremost editor for all of Srila Prabhupada's books, they in their own writings have adopted the lowercase pronoun. And even Shivaram Maharaj in his books has also adopted the lowercase pronoun. So that is not at all a sign of disrespect, because we should move beyond the ideas that some convention which was used for some time in one language which has nothing to do with the original Vedic language, largely speaking, is going to respect or disrespect God. And our goal is to attract respectable people towards God and to make a presentation of God's message in a respectable way. And that's why I adopt the lowercase pronoun for God. And many of my articles get published in newspapers. And the newspaper editors will anyway make the pronoun lowercase. And if they keep repeatedly seeing it uppercase, they will start judging me also as a right-wing extremist or as an outdated person. So there are different kinds of communication. So if a devotee is writing to another devotee, that is an insider to insider communication. If a devotee is speaking to non-practitioners, then that is insider to outsider communication. And if a non-devotee is speaking to a non-devotee, that is also an outsider to outsider communication. If a non-devotee is speaking to a devotee, that is outsider to insider communication. So in insider to insider communication, even today in ISKCON, we use the uppercase pronoun for God, because there people are not going to misunderstand. But in insider to outsider communication, it is important to use what will not create unnecessary preconceptions. Now, most of us may have learned our grammar maybe a decade or two ago, and if we look in the newspapers, God rarely comes into the picture. So most of us, the only literature that we read about God is the literature that we get from devotees or from other religious organizations, many of which are still either extreme right-wing or are not in tune with the contemporary thought. So that's why we still persist with the notion that the God pronoun needs to be capitalized. But if we read any mainstream writing about God, whether it be by Oxford University, Cambridge University, or whether it be in Times of India or in New York Times, they all use the lowercase pronoun. And many Christian organizations which are seen to have a balanced and non-extremist profile have adopted the lowercase pronoun for God. So seeing the current intellectual trends and the current social conventions, I am following the senior ISKCON devotees, especially those devotee leaders who are aware of the contemporary intellectual ethos, and I use the lowercase pronoun for God. Thank you.